Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to It's All in the Word Ministry. The host of Reverend Dorothy Hall. Continue to thank God for each and every one of you and plan for you and your family. That if you not saved, if our family, I'm saying our family, that's not saved, that God would intervene and let them know that He is God. All by Himself, and there is no other God but God Almighty, the great I Am, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. I'm glad that salvation is free. You don't have to buy. It's there just free if we accept Him as our personal Savior, death, burial, resurrection. What He did on the hill of Calvary, that we all, the whole world, might have a right and can be and will be saved if they accept what He did on the hill of Calvary. And I'm telling you now, there is none like Him. If you look this whole world through, still, you will find none like Jesus, Mary's baby, the Son of the living God, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He's all. He's all. If you got Jesus, that's enough. With Him, you cannot lose. With Him, you're only a winner. With Him, you already have the victory. The battle has been fought, and the victory had been won on the hill of Calvary. When He said, "It is finished," it is finished. He's done what He was assigned to do, and that was to die and arose with all power in heaven and earth was given unto Him. All power. Not some power, not a little bit of power, but all power. Look unto Jesus. He is the answer for the world today. Our church home is Living Water Restoration Church, and we're located at 508 Griffith Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our service is every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, every Sunday. Bishop is Bishop Charles Shealy Jr., Pastor Evangelist Ann Shealy. If you're in that area, please feel free to stop in and see us at any appointed time. We're going to have a short prayer. I'm always saying a short prayer. But sometimes, God say, no, this is what I want you to say. Abba, Father in heaven, creator of all mankind, the maker of every good and perfect gift. We come before your presence and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for the early rising this morning. Thank you how you watch over us all night long. You protected us. Thieves didn't break in and do us harm, Lord God. And at the appointed time, Lord God, you woke us all up this morning, started us on our way, allowed us to see a brand new day, closing us in our right mind, giving us activity all our limb, Lord God. Lord God, you are my refugee, my hiding place in time of trouble. Your words, Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. You said in your word, Lord God, when Satan brings death to me, Lord God, I remember your word. You said, I should not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The enemy is on his job 24/7, Lord God. But I'm going to continue to look that stone which the builders refused. You are that head cornerstone, Lord God. You are merciful. You are gracious. You are slow to anger. And plentiful to merciful, Lord God. No one is like you, Father Lord God. He is mercy, everlasting, and his truth and good to all generations. With long life you have promised me, you will satisfy him and show him your salvation. You are my salvation. You are the joy of my salvation, Lord God. You are my healer, Lord God. You healed me about 7 years ago, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you keep on blessing me, Lord God. Lord God, I can't thank you enough. You are awesome, God, Lord God. You is a magnificent God. You is a powerful God. You is a merciful God. You is a just God, Lord. You is faithful to your word, Lord God. What you said in your word that you would do, that is what you do, Lord God. I'm going to continue to trust in you with all my heart. Lean not into my own understanding. In all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge you. And you shall direct my path, Lord God. With you, I will never fail, Lord God. With you, I will never go wrong, Lord God. All I have to do is look to you because you are my Father and I am your child. And whatever I need, Paul said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory, Lord God. Then he said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy. Look down upon your people, Lord God. Look down upon the president of the United States, Lord God. Shape him and mold him as you see fit. You are the potter and he is the clay, Lord God. Cannot the potter do what he will with the clay, Lord God? Shaping him what need to be in, Lord God. Take out what need to come out, Lord God. You said in your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their sins. I will hear from heaven, Lord God. You said you will heal the land, Lord God. The land needs healing, Lord God. That is adulterous in the land, Lord God. There's fornication in the land. There's lying in the land. There's meddling in the land, Lord God. There's backbiting in the land, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, have mercy upon the United States of America, Lord God. Everything you say for us not to do, that is what we want to do. Paul said, when I desire to do good, evil is always present, Lord God. Satan is always there, Lord God. But you said in your word, Lord God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. But first you said, submit yourself unto God, then resist the devil and he will flee from you, Lord God. What we need, Lord God, to fight the enemy, Lord God. He is on the loose, Lord God. But we know that you are able. We can just speak your word, Lord God, and he will flee from us, Lord God. When we talk about the name of Jesus, he has to let us go, Lord God. He got our kids, Lord God, trying to get the mind, Lord God. Get a confusing mind, Lord God. Don't know which way to go. They are young, Lord God. They don't know the way, Lord God. It's up to us to show them the way, Lord God. And to keep praying for our young people. Keep praying. Don't give up no matter what they do, Lord God. If they on the street corner, Lord God, prostituting, Lord God, shooting up dope, Lord God, drinking alcohol, Lord God, doing everything, Lord God, that they should not do. It could have been you and it could have been me. Could have been, oh, Lord God, just have mercy. Just keep us. Keep us in your divine presence, Lord God. Keep our young people, Lord God. They don't understand so much they don't understand, Lord God. They're young and they don't have the wisdom that we should have, Lord God. Help them, Lord. Give them wisdom, you say, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of you, Lord God. And we ask you in the name of Jesus to give your young people wisdom. Turn them around, Lord God. Let them realize that you are God and beside you, there's no other God, Lord God. Let them look to the hills from whence coming their help. Let them realize that all their help come from the Lord, Lord God. Touch the heart. Touch their mind, Lord God. Touch that drunker. Oh, Lord God, touch them, Lord God. We all have seen to come short of the glory of God. Sometimes we as adults that are saved forget where we have been, Lord God. And come down so hard on them, Lord God. And we've been where they are at, Lord God. Have compassion. Show compassion. show love, show kindness, show goodness. Don't always have the hammer on their head, Lord God, and nailing it down on them. Instead of picking them up, Lord God, tell them, baby, come on. Come on, God loves you, and so do I, Lord God. We got to learn. Teach us. Teach us, Lord God. Teach us how to reach out to people, Lord, and some old people. Teach us. Show us the way, Lord God. We don't know the way. You said in your word, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by through me. You is our hope, Lord God. We put our hope and our trust and our confidence in you, Lord God, because we don't know nothing, Lord God. But you know all things, Lord God. You know when we're going to be born. You know when we're going to die, Lord God. You hold that in your hand, Lord God. You have this whole big world in your hand. All you got to do is speak the word, Lord God. Speak the word. Lord God, Solomon Gomer, you destroyed them for their weakness, Lord God. What makes us think that you won't do the same for us, Lord God? Everything goes. What you said for us not to do, that's what we want to do, Lord God. Lord God, help us. Help us to be faithful to your word. Help us to keep your word, Lord God. Help us to just trust in you wholehearted, Lord God. You are the answer. You are the answer for the world today, Lord God. And they don't even know it. Some of us, we don't even know it. And all you want to do is love us, bless us, forgive us, have compassion on us, be good to us, and kind to us. Romans 6:35 says, tells us in that chapter, who shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? His love is so, it's unconditional. No matter what we do, where we are, where we be, he still loves us. He said, I won't leave you, and I won't forsake you. He'll be there in the good times, and he'll be there in the bad times. He'll be there when we up, he'll be there when we down, Lord God. And he will see you through any situation. If you acknowledge him, if we acknowledge him, he will give us direction. His Holy Spirit will minister to us and give us direction. We need the Holy Spirit. Lord, we cannot survive without your Holy Spirit. David said, restore unto me the joy of thy soul. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Cast me not away from my prayer, nor take your Holy Spirit from me. He said in the first part, Lord, create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. Forgive us all, Lord God, including your servant thoughts of our many sins. You say if we confess our sins, you is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We magnify your name. You're worthy to be praised, Lord God. You're worthy. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I can't thank you enough, Lord God, for all your blessings that you have bestowed upon me, Lord God. Not to complain about what I don't have, but thank you what I already have, Lord God, and I thank you. Now, Lord, bless you, listener. Bless that family and that loved one. Keep them in your divine care, Lord God. Don't let us out of your sight, Lord God. Protect us from all hurt, harm, danger seen and danger unseen. We're on the highways all week long, Lord God. We're on our job all week long, Lord God. You keep us down through weeks after week, Lord God. And sometimes we won't even say, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Don't even take time to read your word. Don't even take time to pray, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy upon us, Lord God. Lord God, we need you. We cannot get along without you, Lord God. Because you got all power. And you the answer to any problem that we have. You're God that will never fail, Lord God. There's no failing in you. There's no disappointment in you. You don't let us down, Lord God. No matter what we do, you keep right on loving us, Lord God. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness. Because we know you are faithful to your word, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you again. We magnify your name, Lord God. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and meditation on my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Oh, God, I just thank you and thank you and thank you. Lord, you're so beautiful. When I think about the goodness of God and all that you have done for me, oh, cry hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. You are my Savior. You are my joy. When things look dark, Lord God, you are my joy. You my peace, and you bring me happiness, Lord God. I'm more happy than I ever been in my life, Lord God, because I have a deep and a personal relationship with you, Lord God. And I just thank you for it, Lord God. I thank you every day of my life. I just thank you because you're so good to me, Lord God. You have never disappointed me. You have never let me down. You have always been there. When I was right, when I was wrong, when I was sinning in my mess, you were still there. And you were still having mercy on me, still forgiving me. And I found peace. I said, after all these years, I'm finally, I finally realized what it means when it say, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And my commandment is not grievous. And there now, if you love him, you will keep his commandment. Sometimes we get infatuated with him, but he wants us to love him and come to him no matter what. Be out front with him. Be honest with him. And he won't let you down. Because, see, God knows our heart. He knows the intent of our heart, and he will never fail. He's God all by himself. There's none like him. And I thank God for Jesus. And what we're talking about today, and I hope I didn't get cut off. Somebody was trying to call, and I pray that I didn't get cut off. Like I did last week, I got cut off right after the prayer. I was told, power in the name of Jesus. Let's see, Philippians 2:10 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and of things in earth, and that every tongue that level verse shall confess sooner or later that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Psalm 25:4-5 tell us, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth. Teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you do I wait all the day. There's so much in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. When the doctor said no, God can say yes. Give you a little while longer. I'm not through with you yet. For when God get through with you, we shall come forth as pure gold. When I be talking, I'm including myself. I might not say including myself. I need his mercy. I need his forgiveness. I need to look to him, Lord God. I need somebody that I can come to and tell my innermost thought to, that I can complain to. And he listens to me, Lord God, and just have mercy on me. Like I said, there's healing in his name. I know what God can do because about 6 or 7 years ago, I had surgery. I had a tumor on my pancreas. I was not a diabetic, but after that, I became a diabetic. Right now, I'm on insulin 4 times a day. I have to take every day of my life. But you know what? I thank God for insulin because it's keeping me going. I thank God for the doctors, the nurses, the hospital. I thank God for each and every one of them. Because whether we know it or not, we know that Jesus is a healer. We know that he heals. He varies in different situations. He can use anyone he chooses to use. Anyone. Now just thank God for being who he is. Remember the lady with the issue of blood for 12 years, and the crowd was so many people there. And she pressed her way through. I don't know whether she had them heard about Jesus. She said, if I but can touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. How many of us need to touch Jesus through the Spirit? We need to touch him and let him know. He already knows, but confess to him and let him know what is going on with us. We know he's a healer. We know what God can do. And the lady, she was made whole. Just one touch. He said, somebody touch me. And there were so many people there. Say, you mean to tell me you know that somebody touched you with all these people? He said, yeah, because the infirmity, the virtue have came out of me. I mean the power have came out of him. Because when she touched him, something happened. And she was healed through the power of God. Tell me what God cannot do. He can do anything he chooses to do. You know, one thing we got to realize in this life, when you give your life to Christ, you're no more on your own. We belong to him, and he can do whatever he will with our life. And I told God, I said, Lord, I belong to you. You do what you will with my life because it belongs to you. It don't belong to me no more. I gave it to you. I gave it to you. When I try to do things and fix things, I mess up. I mess up. Then I have to cry to him. He have mercy upon me. He cleaned up my mess. I learned to go to him first and let him direct my path and tell me what to do and how to handle any situation. And he will show you how to handle any situation that you get yourself in. He will bring you out of it if you just look to him and trust in him. Because he knows what is best for us. He knows, and we know, what God can do. There's no secret what God can do. He have no respect to person. The lady said, I will be. And he said, your faith have made you whole. Exodus 15 and 26 tell us, I am the Lord that heal you. Psalms 41 and 4. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, David. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. How many of us confess our sin? He said if we confess him, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's the only one that can cleanse you and purge you and make you whiter than snow. He's the only one. Can't nobody do it. Mama can't do it and daddy can't do it. Sister can't do it and brother can't do it. Only God. Only things. And only God can do. He's the only one that can heal a sin-sick soul. While we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Why do we look down upon our sister and our brother and want to just put our foot on them when they sing. And we all have seen and come short of the glory of God. That's what God's word says. In his word, he cannot lie, nor come short of his word. He's the only one that can shape us and mold us. I just said he is the potter, and we are the clay. Cannot the potter do what he pleased with the clay? God knows what to put in us, and God knows what needs to come out. Paul said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. You know, we that have accepted Christ and are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are not the same. When you come in contact with Jesus, you are not the same. Something about you changed. Something about you changed. The power of Jesus, he can cast out demons, and he will deliver you. There was a man in Luke 8:26-33. When he went forth in the land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils for a long time, towards clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, apparently he recognized that it was Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus? You, the Son of God. And some of us in our right mind don't even recognize that God and besides him, there is no other God. But this man, he was possessed, and he recognized that it was Jesus, the Son of God. Most High, he said, I beseech you, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of that man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and fetters. Ain't that something? And he broke the bands and was driven out of the devil into the wilderness, by the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is your name? Jesus already knew his name. He said, what is your name? He wanted to hear. Sometimes he just want to hear and want us to just confess. And he said, Legion, because many devils was in into him, and Jesus cast out demons. And they went into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake and was choked. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. There is peace in the name of Jesus. There's happiness in the name of Jesus. There's joy. In the name of Jesus, he will heal any sin sick soul. He came down through 42 generations. And we said 42 because from Abraham to David for 14 generations. From the caravan away to Babylon for 14 generations. And from the caravan away of Babylon unto Christ for 14 generations. Making a total of 42 generations. He came, bled, suffered, and died for the sin of the whole world. May God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. I will be back here next Tuesday if the Lord will at 6 p.m. So meet me here. Pray for me that God will keep you. Not only for me, but for us, that he will just keep us and keep our loved ones. And he will keep us if we ask him to. Keep us, he will keep us. May God bless you. May God keep you. And just remember, it's all in the Word. God bless.